Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem. Bam 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 bam
bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam bam. Over ramparts we walk, we're so gallantly, and the rock gets red lead, so I'm thirsting in air, let go to the night, and I played my flag, the flag was still there,
it was still there.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Over the land of the free and the
bomb 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 bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb. Thank you for giving me Richie Valens, Little Clean or whatever. And I want to thank you for giving me the Penguins, the Flamingos, the Jaguars. Thank you for giving me Dragon Movies, James Dean, Marlon Brando. Thank you for giving me Jim Carrey. Most of all, most of all, most of all, America, thank you for giving me my voice.
My friends, in the light of present-day developments, let me say right away that I do not regard existing conditions lightly. I have always regarded them as subjects of the gravest responsibility and shall ever continue to do so. I will even go further and state quite categorically that I am more than sensible of the definition of the precise issues which are at this very moment concerning us all. We must build, but we must build surely. Let me say just this. If any part of what I am saying is challenged, then I am more than ready to meet such a challenge. For I have no doubt whatsoever that whatever I may have said in the past or what I am saying now is the exact, literal, and absolute truth as to the state of the case. I put it to you that this is not the time for vague promises of better things to come. For if I were to convey to you a spirit of false optimism, then I should be neither fair to you nor true to myself. But does this mean, I hear you cry, that we can no longer look forward to the future that is to come? Certainly not.
What about the workers?
What about the workers indeed, sir? Grasp, I beseech you, with both hands. I'm so sorry, I beg your pardon, madam. The opportunities that are offered. Let us assume a bold front and go forward together. Let us carry the fight against ignorance to the far corners of the earth, because it is a fight which concerns us all. And now, finally, my friends, in conclusion, let me say just this.
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Our embassies are being stoned. Our diplomats are often in fear for their lives. And we're involved in a half dozen nameless, winless conflicts, spilling American blood on foreign soil. Our young men are dying for ideals which don't seem to mean too much to Americans anymore. The truth is, America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam, in the masses of Red China, or in the diabolical intrigues to the south of us. The real trouble lies in the playgrounds of St. Louis, the hillside mansions of San Francisco, and in the slums of Chicago. The disease which is slowly eating away at the heart of America lives in the small southern towns, the fishing villages of New England, and in the hot, dusty streets of the Midwest. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt. We've killed all the sacred cows and destroyed all the images, and there's nothing left to respect. Old-fashioned love of God, country and family is passé. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We wouldn't want to be seen at a political rally or a town hall meeting. And we don't want to be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided the only way to get into public office is to buy it. Our heroes are the fast guys who get away with things. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag-waving, singing patriotism, has been condemned. Think about this. Patriotism, when you tear away the fancy phrases and crepe paper, is plain and simple pride. It's a new car, prettier girl, bigger house sort of pride in country. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that pride. Our form of government is the same. We still say America stands for the same things. But next time you're at a party, ask someone to sing America with you and see what happens. The basic ideals and structure of America hasn't changed. We have you and me. Our enemies know it. They've seen the newsreels of the discontented marching around the Capitol. They've distorted and blown up our mistakes. They've been putting steel wedges in the cracks in our wall of solidarity. The new idea is, don't attack America. Wear it down gradually. It'll eventually fall under the weight of its own corruption. And did you know, it's working? This sneering complacency, once stamped out by the bloody feet of a tattered Continental Army in 1776, once drowned beneath the keel of the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor Bay, has risen again. This deadly "let George do it" attitude lights the way for the Viet Cong and the swampy jungles of Vietnam. This better red than dead cancer is more feared by the American soldier than all the communist mortar shells. It kills the vitality and spirit of America. Democracy is a frail and fragile instrument made of hope, prayer, and Yankee ingenuity. It is held together by 4th of July flag-waving patriotism, and we've almost exhausted our supply of it. Try this test. Lift your eyes to a flag, then sing out as loud as you can that old, outworn, antiquated freedom hymn you learned so many years ago. For Purple Mountain's majesty. If you feel a little pride welling up inside of you, if you feel a little mist in your eye, then thank God for you, mister. You're still an American.
America, America, God shed his grace on me.
My God, I come to you now. Great One, my God, help me. I need you now. I was an average boy. They say, lonely, quiet, and coy. So they tell me, helping my folks at home. No time for play, little time to roam. Studying men of history, of nature science, the Greeks of old. Oh God, hear me now. Great One, my God, I beseech you to help me now. I was so strong and firm, ready to conquer all. I became then a politician. And that's when it all began. I began to enjoy the feeling of power that comes when chosen a leader. For once it comes, you are never the same again. And once it strikes, your being is filled with pride and joy. You're kind to those around you. Your friends to those who hound you. You send roses, stand up for poses. And through all of this rouge, there's really no fake. You're having the time of your life in this give and take. And as I went forth, I began to get the idea I could do some great good. I advanced into rank and got into the position where I could. And that is when I decided I must prove to mankind I was worthy of their trust. I put best minds around me, put down foes who opposed me, analyzed options before me, gave out orders under thee. Oh God of love, hear me now. I initiated it all, no faithful foe. The whole world was my concern. We left no stones around unturned, and we went forth until, yes, until we stopped the fanatics in their tracks. Checked progress on the hour so nothing would go sour. Created empirical rights among all nations so that there was no turning back. And that is when I climbed and reached the highest mountain. My goal was peace that was on earth might see.
USA, my land, my country, I love you, my dear USA, the land of hope, the land of the brave and free. I love you most of all, my USA. USA, my land, my country, almighty own land of the free. I gladly give my life for you, fight for you, as long as I live, my dear USA. USA, my land, my country, land of the free, good USA. So strong, so fearless, so noble, so dear, I give my life for you, dear USA. Ask not what you can do for me. Beautiful country, red, white, and blue USA. USA, my land, my country, land of the free, good USA. So strong, so fearless, so noble, so dear, I give my life for you, dear USA.
keep on working in the fields. Soon Abe Lincoln will surrender, and the rebel yell we render as we set the Union Army on its heels.
Party's looking for somebody who can lead, someone who is electable and adheres to our creed. Some say the group is not diverse, they're white, they're men, but wait, the Dems have just one candidate, Republicans have eight. Rudy's leading all the polls, but can he win the base? Mitt changed on abortion, history he can't erase. Ron Paul would end the FDA, and that is just a start. Fred has just begun to run, but sure does look the part. Hunter tells us what to do in foreign policy debates. Huckabee's compassionate and lost a lot of weight. Tancredo says let's build a fence across the whole Southwest. McCain is loved by many and hated by the rest. We don't know who we're voting for, we don't know who will win. That's why we use YouTube to ask our questions of these men. Time is short, we're voting soon, and I just thought I'd mention, if we don't reach consensus, then we'll decide at convention.
When they test a rat for cancer, they put a cell in a petri dish. And if that cell becomes grotesque and misshapen, they tell the rat, well, make a wish. But they learn a lot about the human population from that one cell, from that one rat, and a thing about Donald Trump. When I hear about that, there's a giant flaming gas ball coming at us from outer space, and it's belching clouds of poisonous sulfur, generally stinking up the place. And it's like the headlight of an oncoming apocalypse, you just can't stop looking at. And I think about Donald Trump when I hear about that. When I hear about Narcissus, I think about Mrs. Narcissus. Poor thing, drowning in bling and tears. Can you just imagine living with that guy for 4 long years? When they studied howler monkeys with their deafening monkey call, they discovered an inverse correlation to the size of the monkey's ball. true. And I heard that Hitler had a similar affliction. I haven't given any thought to that, but I think about Donald Trump. I try not to, but I think about Donald Trump. I just got to think about Donald Trump when I hear about the Hindenburg.
Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen and I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. In 1492, just to see what he could see, Columbus, an Italian, looked out across the sea. He said, Isabella, babe, the world is round, and the USA is just a waiting to be found. In 1609, on a bright summer's day, the Half Moon set anchor in old New York Bay. Henry Hudson, a Dutchman, took a good look around. He said, boys, this is gonna be a hell of a town. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. When the King of England started pushing Yankees around, we had a little trouble up in Boston town. There was a brave Negro, Crispus Attucks was the man, was the first one to fall when the fighting began. Colin Kelly was a pilot flying down low. Levine pushed the button that let the bomb go. They sunk the Haruna to the bottom of the sea. It was foreigners like those kept America free. Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen while I show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Now, Bilbo, you're taking one heck of a chance. Your good friends, the DuPonts, came over from France. Another thing I'm sure will be news to you. The first Mr. Bilbo was a foreigner, too. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Well, you don't like Negroes, you don't like Jews. If there's anyone you do like, it sure is news. You don't like Poles, Italians, Catholics too. Is it any wonder, Bilbo, that we don't like you? Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great.
He's got a house made of glass, got his own swimming pool.
What a guess.
We've got a one-room shack, a pile of sticks by the railroad track.
Well,
what about us? Every night of the week.
Pretty slick.
We're two poor hung-up souls. Girls won't touch with 10-foot poles.
Well,
what about us? What about us? Don't wanna cause no fuss. What about us? He goes to eat at the Ritz, a big steak.
That's the breaks. What a drag.
He's got a car made of suede with a black leather top.
Got it made.
If we go out on dates, we go in a box on a roller skate.
With.
What about us? What about us? Don't wanna cause no fuss, but what about us?
faster breaks.
We are harmony grits from a band.
What a drag.
He's got a car made of suede with a black leather top.
Got it made.
If we go out on dates, we go in a box on a roller skate.
Well.
What about us?
All right. Settle down. Put those fireworks away. You're not going to need them today. If you didn't fire them off yesterday, I don't know what's the matter with you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC. And this week, of course, we're looking at the 4th of July, which was yesterday. Okay, so who cares anyway? I spent the whole week last week at Cape Cod. And I was literally soaking up the sand, because that's all you got on Cape Cod. Saw a lot of crabs and ate some oysters and got some sun, and brought back about 30 pounds of sand with me. Anybody want any? You can have it. Really. Anyway, so today we bring you a bunch of Americana kind of crap. I'm kind of running out of political songs that aren't really nasty. You know, understand? Some of these are, you'll hear today, are pretty nasty, but compared to what's really going on out there, it's downright smooth. And I've actually taken it a little bit easy on Donald Trump today. I will have plenty to say about him in the not-too-distant future, so hold on, we'll get to it. Same with Hillary. So anyway, we started today with the song that should always be starting out with. That was, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner by Ruben Guevara. Ruben Guevara was the head honcho of Ruben and the Jets, not to be confused with the Mothers of Invention album, Cruising with Ruben and the Jets. This was the actual band, Ruben and the Jets, which included Jim Motorhead Sherwood, okay? So anyway, that was from 1974. We heard from Peter Sellers, the party political speech. How accurate is that, do you think? Day of Decision was Johnny C, S-E-A-C. Freddie Martell, The President's Prayer, followed by Kay Weaver. Wasn't that a corker? USA, my land, my country, my pitch pipe, please. Stewie Fox after that, after the Rockets Red Glare. The Characters, the Confederate Victory Song from their Yankee Doodle Flops collection. We'll hear another one of those shortly. Chris Nandor after that, the GOP song. Roy Zimmerman, leader of the Foreman, and Gadabout Wit on His Own. That was, of course, I Think About Donald Trump. Followed by Pete Seeger, Listen, Mr. Bilbo. A Bilbo is a kind of a Donald Trump character, okay? And then the Coasters. What about us? What about the rest of us, huh? So, yeah. So the 1% can stick it. We're on. We're in charge today. So coming up, a couple more. Starting with one of many, many, many break-ins I have of a political nature. So look out. Here it comes.
It seems as if every year they're coming out with bigger and bigger books at higher and higher prices. Now, the author of one such work is here with me now. You are Mr. Nelson, Alfred E. Nelson, am I correct?
That's right, and the book I wrote is a history of the United States.
Yes, well, I've been looking through this copy we have here. It's 1,100 pages long, isn't it, Mr. Nelson?
And at that, I'm just beginning to scratch the history of this country.
Well, now, there are quite a few questions I'd like to ask you about it. First of all, as I remember, you had Abraham Lincoln driving to his inauguration in an automobile. Did you check on that at all?
Well, there are several glaring errors in the book that, unfortunately, I didn't catch. Now, that was one of them. referring to the father of our country as Nelson Washington. That was another one. You know, actually, I was thinking of my own last name there, you know. Actually, his real name, I think, is George.
Yeah, well, you have a number of things like that in the book here, and I think you had the editor of Poor Richard's Almanac as Benjamin French or something
like
that.
Yeah, instead of French, it should have been Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Well, no, when did all these things come to your attention, these mistakes, these glaring errors?
Well, a friend of mine brought them to my attention. After the book was published, I sent out copies to the reviewers, you know, on various newspapers and TV stations. And then I sent one to my friend. And he no sooner got a hold of it than he called me at home and he started to point out, you know, several little errors that unfortunately got through.
Yeah, well, like on page 820, if I remember, you have the first capital of the United States in Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
What prompted you to do a thing like that?
Well, it was just carelessness on my part.
Do any research at all for this book?
Well, quite a bit, but what happened was that I relied on my memory a great deal.
From what you learned in school?
Yeah, what I learned in school, that's right.
How far did you go in school, by the way?
I went through the eighth grade.
And you wrote your 1,100-page history book with only an eighth grade education.
Yeah, well, we had a very intensive history course, see?
Yes, but an eighth grade education isn't enough to qualify a person, even a genius, to write a book of this sort.
Well, that's what you say, you know.
Your book proves it, Mr. Nelson.
Well, look, I had all the facts. It was just that, you know, I had the names wrong and a few dates were wrong.
Right.
For example, I had the Civil War happening in 1911.
Yes.
Which, you know, was wrong, of course, right?
Yeah.
That I could have checked by asking almost anybody on the street. But here again, I was too dogged. You know, when I sit down on my typewriter, I just start and want to get through. You know, just couldn't understand.
I understand. Frankly, I think this is a pretty sloppy piece of work.
Yeah, it's a shabby piece of work, and I'm the first to admit it.
It also sells for $47.50, which is a ridiculous price for an 1,100-page thing like this.
Well, look here, it's leather-bound. The publisher, you know, he's fit to be tied with the mistakes.
So. I don't care about the binding. Anyway, it's the book inside that's important.
Well, the binding does mean something. It's real hand-tool leather, you know. Pages are nice and glossy and everything.
Let me just say that I'm not going to let any of my children see it when they ask me about history.
Well, let me put it this way. I'll never appear in your program again, either.
Okay with me. And that is our book report for this session. Back to Control Central.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back after these words.
Happy birthday, Americans. We're with Ben Franklin and his friends at Independence Hall for the Bicentennial Ball. Ben, no one seems to be dancing. Can you say something to get this party started?
Everybody, won't you get on the floor? We need to do a dance.
Hey, now you got things swinging, Ben. What are we going to be drinking?
Good Kentucky whiskey.
All right. Say, Ben, what have you invented lately?
My Chevy van.
That's fantastic, Ben. How do you do it?
Ho, 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 it's magic.
Over there's Patrick Henry, and it looks as though he's about to hit us with another speech. Ladies and gentlemen, George and Martha Washington are dancing over our way. Hey, George, gotta tell you, you're looking good out there.
Thank you. Thank you, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Ben, what do you think of George's dancing?
My God, he's going crazy.
After the revolution is over, General Washington, do you have any plans?
I'd kind of like to be the president.
Tell us, Martha, what is it like being married to the father of our country?
Dynamite!
Yes, I'll bet it is. Now here's Thomas Jefferson. What is it that everyone says about General Washington?
He floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Ben, someone's at the door. I'll get it. Why, General Cornwallis, we didn't expect to see you at the Bicentennial Ball.
I must have got lost. I must have got lost.
Well, what are you doing in town tonight anyway?
I'm just looking for some touch.
Is Patrick Henry still talking?
Learn to make brothers.
Paul Revere, it's been reported that you rode through Boston in the middle of the night screaming. What were you saying?
Wake up.
And what did the people say?
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning.
Ben,
we hate to be the first to leave your party, but you know what they say. Early to bed, early... I'll get it. It's Benedict Arnold. Benedict, have you really betrayed the colonies?
Yes, I have. Only a time or two.
Mr. Washington, do you have anything to say to Benedict?
You're no good, you're no good, you're no good.
Ben, do you have anything to add?
I know you're waiting for the CIA.
Mr. Washington, before we leave, do you want to say hello to anyone special?
Lisa.
Why, Mr. Washington, what does Martha say about this? Uh-oh, George, there goes Martha. Boy, does she look mad. She left the ball without you, George. What do you say about that?
Dynamite!
Well, it appears that everyone here at the Bicentennial Ball enjoys life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We hope you do, too. Happy birthday, Americans!
Grandpa was an Eagle Scout, a 33rd degree Mason, and he fought in the Second World War. Was a deacon down at the Baptist Church since 1964. Bought clothes for the homeless, toys for the orphans, on top of giving his tithe. Voted religiously, straight GOP, never missed an election in his life. Took us by surprise when we heard on the news last night Grandpa voted Democrat, and our family ain't proud of that. Yeah, we thought it was a joke when the big news broke, but the show enough counted his vote. Now we're wondering how he cast it from inside his casket. This show seems funny to me, how they got his absentee. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace. Well, from the way it sounds, they had a good turnout down at the Mount Olive graveyard. Over 90% of the residents crossed over with their voter card. It's all over the news, and now they're arguing who's caught up in the voter fraud, and how a good man's name could be smeared this way while he's 6 feet under the sod. It sure took us by surprise. He's been dead since 95. Grandpa voted Democrat, and our family ain't proud of that. Yeah, we thought it was a joke when the big news broke, but the show enough counted his vote. Now we're wondering how he cast it down inside his casket. It sure seems funny to me how they got his absentee. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace. This is one November I don't want to remember. Grandpa voted Democrat, now he'll never rest in peace.
Waiting for you. never vote to let Truman say in congratulations, Tom Dewey. Your Republican dreams have come true. Here's a victory roar for President number 34. The White House is waiting for you.
Last night I was watching the TV news about Walter and his lady VP. I thought she could wind up in the White House, man, that didn't set too well with me. So I switched off the old TV, got a beer and turned on my radio. I fell fast asleep while listening to my favorite country DJ show. Well, I had me a dream, I was in the White House, women were running everywhere. I looked closer and I could see all the lady country superstars were there. Now Dolly had taken over the Oval Office, leaning back in the president's chair. The White House was painted pink and lavender. Dottie, Shelley, and Anne were there. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men. But please throw us a crumb now and then. To tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet. Emmy Lou was doing a protest song. Linda and Tammy's voices were ringing. But I knew we were all in trouble, men, when Nancy got up to lead the singing. Barbara, Louise, Loretta, and Crystal helped the women's movement come of age. And the first law they passed was to make us men work for the minimum wage. There was Janie and Sylvia and a million other women out on the White House lawn, while they were carrying signs and shouting slogans, and all the men were gone. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men. But please throw us a crumb now and then. To tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet. Suddenly I was awakened in a cold sweat. It was my wife with a good morning cup. She said, honey, you were having a nightmare. So I thought I better wake you up. I ain't no fool, this dream of mine was still bouncing around in my head. So I grabbed her and kissed her and said, honey, this morning you get back in bed. She said, what on earth's gotten into you? You never fixed breakfast before. And I stopped and smiled at her lovingly as I was heading out the door. I said, you know, my darling, maybe it's time I appreciated all you meant. I winked and smiled and said, beside, honey, someday you might be president. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men. But please throw us a crumb now and then. To tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet. No, to tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet.
Motherfucker. coconuts go to waste, forbidden all the monkeys to come and taste. Why am I build a fence around this tree? Starvation would force you to steal from me, yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night, get all in a stew, and pick up a gun, a club, a knife, and take another monkey's life. Now man descended the worthless bump. For my race, brothers, he did not come, yeah. The monkey speaks his mind.
For the president. Reagan, Reagan, Reagan. We have the right man right in the White House. We have the finest lady too. They can hear us say we love you, and we hear them say it too. Hand in hand we'll stand together through the hard times, toil or strife. And with a man like you, who we know is true, we surely will win the fight. Reagan! We love Reagan! Win with Reagan! We love Reagan! Win with Reagan!
Come out, wherever you've been, for being a liberal's no longer a sin. We bring you good news, or haven't you heard? When he fell out of Arkansas, a miracle occurred. The right began to twitch, George Bush to bitch, when Clinton said that he was going to tax the rich. Then Newt Gingrich, to satisfy an itch, joined Madeline on a broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
George Bush began to switch from pitch to pitch, and everyone began to think it quite a stitch. Then Bush's sitch began to come unhitched, and Clinton won a landslide, is a life a bitch. As mayor of the capital city, a possession of the USA, we'd like to welcome you most regally.
But we have to verify it legally.
To see.
If he.
Is morally.
Ethically.
Spiritually.
Politically.
Dead.
As electoral collegian, I thoroughly examined him, and he not only merely lost,
he really most sincerely lost.
Then this is a day of independence for all the liberals and their descendants.
Let the joyous news be spread. Trickle-down economics at last is dead.
Your Majesty, Rush Limbaugh, Pat Buchanan, and Arlen Specter demand an audience immediately.
Oh, rubbish. They have no power here. Tell them to be gone before someone drops a landslide on them.
We represent the Lobbyist Guild, the Lobbyist Guild, the Lobbyist Guild, and in the name of the Lobbyist Guild, we wish to welcome you to Washington.
Morillo, Yoda, Morillo, Yoda.
Dedication to keep free people from red domination. Maybe you can't vote, boy, but man your battle stations, or there'll be no need for voting in future generations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn. Buttons to push into mighty nations, but who's crazy enough to risk annihilation? The buttons are there to ensure negotiations, so don't be afraid, boy, it's our only salvation. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end, but I say you're wrong. We're just on the dawn of correction. You tell me that marches won't bring integration, but look what it's done for the voter registrations. Be thankful our country allows demonstrations. Instead of condemning, make some recommendations. I don't understand the cause of your aggravation. You mean to tell me, boy, it's not a better situation? So over the good in your evaluation? What about the things that deserve commendation? Where there once was no cure, there's vaccination. Where there once was a desert, there's vegetation. Self-governments replacing colonization. What about that Peace Corps organization? Don't forget the work of the United Nations. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn of correction. So over and over again, you keep saying it's the end. But I say you're wrong, we're just on the dawn.
Well, I was toting my pack along a dusty gravel road when along came a semi. High and canvas covered load. If you're heading south along this track with me, you can ride. So I climbed into his cab, I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd ever seen a gun like the one he held in his hand.
Like,
and I said, listen, mate, I fight all types of guns in this here land.
Well, I've shot every gun, man, I've shot every gun, man. There isn't one I'd shun, man, cause I've had so much fun, man. Couldn't stop one man. I shot every gun.
Went to Seagull, Bruno, Remington, Coulthard, Sterling, Smith and Wesson, Anfield, Armalite, Hockhead, Luger, Rico, Henry, Taurus, Luger, Browning, Weatherby, CZ, Bentley, Kimber, BZ, Charles, Savitage.
I shot every gun, man. I've shot every gun, man. There isn't one I shun, man. So I've had so much fun, man. Well, I couldn't stop one man. So I shot every gun.
79mm, 38, 7.42, 22, 7.3, 3.75, 32, 7.3, 45, 10 gauge, 12 gauge, 6 gauge, 20 gauge, 14, 10 paint, 12, 10 man.
I shot every gun, man. I've shot every gun, man. There isn't one I shun, man. So I've had so much fun, man. Well, I couldn't stop one man. So I've shot every gun.
Lever, action pump, action open, action semi, all the full auto, no other combination, multi-barrel, double-barrel, single-barrel, muzzle-loader, lock-breech, belt-breech, and pack-a-bolt, lock-a-bolt, mini-gun, back-gun, zip-gun, single-action, double-action, leaving guns wide.
I've shot every gun, man, I've shot every gun, man, there isn't one I'd shun, man, cause I've had so much fun, man, but I couldn't stop one man, cause I've shot every gun.
Holder and Anchors, Rockwell, Lithgow, Navy, Arms, Oren, Marlin, Boyton, Style, Martini, Barrett, Beretta, Sports Corps, Matt, Steven, DeLamb, Mossberg, Gibbs, Springfield, Thompson, H&R, Sig, Alvin, Southern Grease, Gun.
I've shot every gun, man, I've shot every gun, man, there isn't one I'd shun, man, cause I've had so much fun, man, couldn't stop one man, I've shot every gun, yeah, well, I couldn't stop one man, so I've shot every gun.
Gun. Yeah, I wonder what happened to the beginning of that there. Sounded okay in rehearsal. Oh well, they'll figure. All right, so Americana coming to an end in more ways than one. We started with the Bicentennial Ball from somebody calling himself Uncle Sam. Goes back to 1975 and is one of probably close to 100 different break-in things that I have regarding politics, etc., of the Dickie Goodman variety. This is not Dickie Goodman, but somebody pretty much like him and inspired by him, okay? We heard from Ray Stevens, Grandpa voted Democrat. Tom Dewey, congratulations, Tom Dewey, was the characters from their Yankee Doodle Flops thing again. We heard from Mitch Torok, Madam President. I suggest you think about what it may take your brain to get used to that, right? Because it could happen, all right? The Monkey Speaks His Mind from the fabulous Thunderbirds. And then we heard from Leslie, just plain Leslie, and that was Howard, as in Howard Baker, who I think was, well, let's see, he had something to do with, I think, the Reagan White House, or he was a senator from Tennessee, if I remember correctly. Not a bad guy, apparently, as Republicans go. We heard from Buddy Ray, we have the right man in the White House, and sadly it's true, he'll be gone in 6 months, but this, of course, is about Reagan, and I don't know, there were 29 different indictments to members of the Reagan administration. So far, Barack Obama has racked up, let's see, how many? Zero. All right. We heard from the Pheromones, the Wizard of Arkansas. You know who that was about. And his wife. They didn't mention his wife. I think they're blindsided by this, just like we all are. I'm not a Hillary fan either, okay? Just for the record. The spokesman after that, Dawn of Correction. You know what that's an answer to. And then we heard from Steve Lee, I've Shot Every Gun. And this is from his mind-breaking record, I Like Guns. Imagine that. He is from Australia, I believe. It sounds like it anyway, where guns are pretty much illegal, and they haven't had any people killing children in a long, long time. Can we learn something from that? I kind of doubt it. Anyway, that's going to be it for me this week. I have two more for you. They're going to be corkers. I'm guaranteeing you this right now. If you want to duck out now, go ahead. I'll let you go. It's a holiday. But you might want to hear it anyway, just because it's kind of weird. All right? Both of them are kind of weird. So I will see you next week with some other kind of crap that is sure to turn your stomach over and over again. And that's what you came here for, isn't it? Okay. I'll see you then. Have a good one.
Hooray for the USA! I'm having a wonderful day. USA, I'm an American, nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. We are a nation of 300 million strong, held together by unity, and we bow only to Lady Liberty. Pride in our ethnic diversity. Honor is our symphony. Old glory flies high in our heart. No enemy or foe can ever pull us apart. When there's hunger in the world, we'll be first to open our pantry door. Anywhere there's a flood, we'll be first to give our blood. We don't ask for revenue. We don't need a thank you. We are a people without greed. We're the flowers of freedom's seed. With a passion to be free, our cause is democracy. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. There's nothing we can do. We are Americans. We went to the moon. And Mars isn't very far. Knowledge with know-how is our shining star. On the moon, we'll be riding again real soon. On Mars, we'll strum a guitar. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. The world is our avenue. We are Americans. Hooray for the USA. Where the sun shines every day. Where the American dream reigns supreme. I'm USA, I'm an American, nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. On 9/11, our courage was put to a test. What followed was the fury of America at her best. When our eagle's might was in sight, the puny cowards ran with fright.
but even without a sound, they can't hide inside a rat hole in the ground. Clad in bravery and valor, our soldiers carry on the global war on terror. As the star-spangled banner strikes up the band, united we stand all across our great land. Our colors don't run, our glory has just begun. We are Americans. Hey, I'm USA, I'm an American. Nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American. I've got something to say. USA! I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Anniversary on our great
United States. Forever made wave over United States. Forever and ever, forever and ever.